Welcome to the Finding Grace in the Wilderness podcast. I'm your host, Sharon Hawkins. Here each week, we will share stories about how God's grace can be found during life's most difficult circumstances. Meet with me around the table as we chat with others who have found that God's faithfulness never ends. We will share truth and life and discuss faith, fears, struggles, and victories. Join us as we seek to grow deeper in relationship with Jesus, the one who makes a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. How's your prayer life? In this episode, we're going to talk about prayer. Do we take advantage of this wonderful opportunity that we have to talk to the God of the universe? He's always right here at our side, yet how many times do we ignore him? And how can our friendship and relationship grow with him if we don't talk to him? God so wanted to have a relationship with us that he sent his son Jesus to die for us. What a miracle. What grace. He didn't ask us to come to him. He came to us. His plan was to restore us. And in Jesus' triumphant words, "It is finished," the plan was carried out. Jesus ascended to heaven after his resurrection, but he sent the Holy Spirit to be here for us. It's a breathtaking story, but sometimes isn't it hard for us to drive that story of Jesus from our heads to our hearts? Do we live like we're really forgiven, free, and fully alive? The enemy tells us God can't forgive us and that we can't forgive ourselves. Do we wallow paralyzed in shame? Or do we turn to grace and turn to Jesus? Our heart longs for that peace. It is finished. So why don't we feel like it's finished? Why don't we pray like a child who is worthy to speak to our master because he paid the ultimate price for us? What kind of relationship can we have with him if we don't talk to him? Jesus believed in prayer. And during his earthly life, he spent much time in the mountains talking to his Father. He showed that example over and over, how very important prayer is. He is still interceding for us today, seated at the right hand of the Father. His intercession is a bridge between God's heavenly resources and our earthly problems. Prayer begins with Jesus. He's always praying for us. We can't start by speaking, but we have to start by listening. The prayer is already going on. He's just waiting for us to engage and be a part of it. The prayer is for us. The prayer is for me. His prayer is for you. There's a beautiful song that's going on in the prayer of Jesus. We just need to join in. Zephaniah 3:17 says, "The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. He will exalt over you with loud singing." Our relationship with him doesn't start and end with our prayers. It's all about Christ's prayers for us. He is interceding for us. He longs to talk with us every day, to walk with us on our journey. Oh, what an opportunity we pass up when we don't speak to him. He cares, even about the smallest things. He cares about what matters to us. And our prayer should be that our heart breaks for what breaks his. I love the quote by C.S. Lewis. "I pray because I can't help myself. I pray because I'm helpless. I pray because the need flows out of me all the time, waking and sleeping. It doesn't change God, it changes me." The prayer of David in Psalm 143, 5 through 12. "Dear Lord, I remember the days of long ago. I meditate on all your works and consider what your hands have done. I spread out my hands to you. I thirst for you like a parched land. Answer me quickly, Lord, my spirit fails. Do not hide your face from me, or I will be like those who go down to the pit. Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I entrust my life. Rescue me from my enemies, Lord, for I hide myself in you. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your good spirit lead me on level ground. For your name's sake, Lord, preserve my life. In your righteousness, bring me out of trouble. In your unfailing love, silence my enemies. Destroy all my foes, for I am your servant. Amen. God loved David. He said he was a man after his own heart. I can't help but feel that that's because he prayed all the time. He truly sought the heart of God. Jeremiah 29:13 says, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." And James 4, the Bible says, "You ask and do not receive, because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures." On the day that Jesus died, the veil was torn in the temple, and now we can go straight to God with our prayers. What an amazing gift, but do we take advantage of it? 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18 says, "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." Jesus won the victory. He just needs us to know it and claim it and believe it and live like it and talk to him about it. Every once in a while, it's a good idea for us to do a checkup with the Lord. Psalm 139, 23 and 24 says, "Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." I remember an old hymn from my childhood. The name of it was "Just a Little Talk with Jesus Makes It Right." What deep theology that is. In our prayer time with the Lord, we can find forgiveness. Prayer time can help us receive and give forgiveness. It's how we get our peace. Philippians 4:6-7 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." What a promise that is. If you have peace in this life, you have everything. Prayer helps us to show our gratitude to God for his blessings. If you got out of bed this morning, you are able to do so much more than many people are. We have so much to be thankful for. Even when the hard times come, there's always someone worse off. Here's a big one for prayer: guidance. Do you ever get to those life-changing decisions and you have no clue which way to go? Prayer works. There have been many times in my life that God has guided me or stopped me from doing something. Sometimes I just pray, "I'm headed this way, Lord, because I think this is right. And if it's not, stop me." And he'll stop me. I had a dear friend tell me one time that how you know the will of God is going to the Bible and letting his word talk with you, going to the Lord and letting him talk to you, and then the common sense of the situation to evaluate the circumstances of where you are. When all three of those things line up, it's a good chance that you know the direction God's sending you in. We find connection with God in prayer. We can feel closer to God. And then when we pray together, we can feel closer to each other. James 4:8 says, "Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you." What a wonderful promise from the Word of God. Another thing that we can find in prayer is hope. It can give us an assurance that God hears us, and he's going to be there for us. That's connected and goes hand in hand with that peace that passes all understanding. Even in the midst of storms, when we don't see how things can turn out right, God can lift us from the depths of a raging sea And we're looking back at it wondering, what just happened? How many times has that happened in your life? I know it has for me. I have a big old God, and sometimes I just have to ask Him for His help. He's always faithful. Prayer was so important to Jesus, and He taught His disciples how to pray. Matthew 6:9-13. I know that most likely you know this passage well. I was challenged by a friend of mine this weekend to expound on God's Word, to add what's on our hearts as we pray to God in His Word. So this prayer is going to be my Lord's Prayer, and I'm going to add my heart to it. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. You alone are worthy of our adoration, God. You are holy, holy, holy. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. We seek You, Lord. We pray that Your will alone would be done in our world. We are in such dire need of You because of sin. Our world is in such trouble because we don't seek You first. Lord, we pray for Your will. Give us this day our daily bread. Father God, we know that without You we have nothing. You are the provider of our life. You are the provider of our food. You make everything for us. For in You we live and move and have our being. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lord, help us to forgive our enemies. Help us to forgive those that have hurt us. Without the precious blood of Jesus, none of us would be forgiven. Your word says that if we don't forgive others their trespasses, neither will You forgive our trespasses. Lord, help us to have the strength to forgive as Jesus forgave those who crucified Him. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord, there is so much evil around us in this world. Please protect us. You give us a way out of every temptation. Lord, I pray that we would have courage and the discernment to see the traps and to get away and to avoid temptation that would lead us to sin. Sin always takes us further than we want to go. Lord, keep us close to You. When we draw near to You, You draw near to us. Help us to cling to You, to crawl under Your wings and claim that precious protection that we find only in You. For Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our Connect group is studying the book by Tyler Staton, Praying Like Monks, Living Like Fools. What a great study, and I highly recommend it. It stresses the importance of knowing who we're praying to. We are praying to the God of the universe, Father God, who can help us no matter what our troubles are, who loves us more than we could ever fathom. We need to know who God is. We need to know who we are in Him. Prayer is a great way to make sure that we have that relationship, that close relationship that we need to have. It's important for us to keep that stovepipe cleaned out. Unconfessed sin clogs that. It's important for us to have a clean heart before a holy God when we go to talk with Him. We need to know who we are to each other. We are brothers and sisters. We cry out like the children of Israel for help, and we know that God comes. The church is a group together, and if we pray to Him with that in mind, there is such power there. We need to pray for our brothers and sisters because they're fighting the same battles we are. We need to pray that we all can give those battles to the Lord because they are more than we can handle, but there's nothing impossible for Him. There are four components of prayer that are remembered by the acronym ACTS, Adoration. We should worship and acknowledge God's greatness and express our respect for God when we pray. Confession is a part of prayer. Again, we need to make sure that we don't have unconfessed sin in our lives. Thanksgiving. We should always express our gratitude for what God has given us, for what God has done in our lives. Then comes supplication. A supplication is a humble request. We can ask God for our needs, desires, and blessings. While all of that sounds so formal, we really just need to talk to our Abba Father. He loves us so much more than we can imagine. He can take all of our hurts. He can take all of our questions of why we have not because we ask not. Prayer is a part of discipleship, and discipleship is not easy. Once we accept Jesus as our personal Savior, the next part of growth is discipleship. A quote from Dietrich Bonhoeffer is, "Salvation is free, but the cost of discipleship costs everything." Just remember, every day, God is right there with us. He's just a whisper away. He's just a thought away. All we have to do is turn to Him and let Him know what's on our hearts. He already knows, but He longs for a relationship with us, and He will answer prayer. I've seen it over and over again. Let's not waste this wonderful gift that was given to us on the day that Jesus shed His precious blood for us and the veil was torn. Now we can go straight to the God of the universe. There is such power in that. I believe in prayer. This year, I want to spend more time talking to my God because I know He surely wants to talk more to me. Thank you for listening to my heart today about prayer. God brought this to me, and I know that it was something that someone needed to hear. My prayer is that it will remind you what an awesome gift you have in the ability to pray to a big, big God. In Him, we can find grace in our wilderness. Thank you for listening to this episode of Finding Grace in the Wilderness. May God lead you safely through your wilderness as you trust Him, and may His river of grace always flood your desert times. He is doing a new thing. Let's not miss it. Subscribe or follow to make sure you don't miss a single episode. See you here next time.